This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Friday afternoon. Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, joins us now to take a look at the weather forecast for the weekend and the week ahead. Jim, thanks so much. Tell me about
that.
Well, I was looking out at the forecast from the National Weather Service. It looks like a beautiful week, but only if you went sunny skies and really kind of nice temperatures, I guess.
That's right, yes. If you're a corn plant, it's a great week coming up. For us humans, maybe a little warmer than we normally would like. But, you know, it's today's a very nice day out, and even tomorrow the high is expected to be about 80 degrees. But as we move through into next week, each day you add about 2 degrees to that high temperature and to that low temperature and a couple percentage points on the humidity level. So we kind of, by the time we get in the middle of next week, we're looking at highs in about the mid-80s there, 84 on Monday and 87 on Tuesday and 88 on Wednesday and Thursday. So it's going to be actually well above average next week. Normal for us in this part of August is about 83, 84 degrees for the high. So we'll actually have one of those rare warm months rare warm weeks, I should say, this coming week.
So tell me about the evaporative levels, humidity that will be out there. You said good for the corn crop, but of course they would like a drink of water, and I'm guessing maybe that if it's humid enough, it won't be nearly as harsh on it for not getting the rainfall.
That's right. Yeah, there is virtually no forecast for rain out there for the next 7 days. It's just going to be sunny skies and warm temperatures. You kind of look at the low temperatures and get a sense of how much the humidity levels are going to climb, and they're going to be starting out in the upper 50s this weekend, but by the middle of next week, they'll be in the mid-60s. So that's going to be fairly humid weather. So it'll feel more like what we'd expect to see in an August time frame than what we've had this week. So it'll be warm and humid, lots of sunshine, which, you know, there again, for the corn crop, that'll probably be good news.
No, we want it rain, but the month of September, I take it, maybe wetter than expected.
That's right. Yeah, this may be a case of, the National Weather Service forecast that came out yesterday show both September and that September, October, November time frame have an increased chance of above average precipitation. So that's kind of pointing towards the wet fall. Temperature-wise, they're not really saying much. They're fairly neutral on that forecast.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. He serves as the state climatologist, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. Don't forget to come back to our website at willag.org. That's willag.org later this afternoon. By about 6 p.m. this evening, Central Time USA, we'll update it with our latest edition of Commodity Week. Our panelists in studio will include Jackie Vakes and Pete Manhart and Chuck Shelby. And on the phone line, Kevin Van Trump from Farm Direction. He's out in Raymore, Kansas. So we'll be looking for, maybe that's Raymore, Missouri. We'll be looking forward to having him on the program. It's Commodity Week up on our website at willag.org by about 6 o'clock this evening. Have a great weekend. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Support for WILL comes from Stuart Peterson, Pioneer Seeds, Standard Grain, Cornerstone Building Products, and Risk Management Commodities. Thanks to these businesses for their support of WILL agricultural programs.